Do you want to massively increase your webinar sales? See, after doing over 500 plus webinars, I've brought it down to a formula. I'm going to be sharing with you three concepts that can help you increase your webinar sales. And I'm going to be sharing with you 11 specific tips, which if you're able to incorporate into your webinars, you can see a double in your conversions. You can even double or triple your conversions by following these methods over there. I know many of my students have been following my systems, following my tips, and many of my students have been able to generate like 40,000, 1 lakh rupees, 2 lakh rupees in each webinar because of following these methodologies in my webinar selling formula course. But if you're new here, if you're listening to me for the first time, let's dive in, and I'm going to be sharing with you all of that in this podcast. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Siddharth Rajshekar here. And genuinely from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for tuning into this podcast because webinar selling is one of the most effective ways of selling your product or services where you don't have to travel. It's one to many and you can really reach out to a lot of people. And as long as you're able to establish a lot of value, people are there to buy your products or services. Okay. And I've been able to encash at this point over 5 crores selling my digital products in the last few months through webinars without having to travel anywhere. So it really works. So what I've done is I've distilled all those learning into 11 tips that I'm going to share with you in this podcast. So if you have your notepads, pens and papers, please take notes and this can be a game changer for you. Okay. Now, before I share with you the 11, tips, I want to share some important concepts before we get into the 11 tips. So the first thing is people buy you first before they buy your product. So right from the word go, if people are not able to resonate with you as a person, then there is no way that they're going to be buying your product. So that comes down to your level of authenticity, the value that you're able to give and so on. Okay. So the first concept is people buy you for your authenticity and that's what creates massive sales. The second thing is experience creates results. The kind of experience that you give people in your webinar in that short span of time is what creates results for you and results for them as well. It's all about your energy and stuff. So that's the second concept. And the third concept I want to tell you is that I've tested all kinds of webinars and hands down, live webinars outbeat automated webinars any single day. Okay. I know many people do automated webinars and as long as your numbers work, that's great. But I always love to do live webinars because I can establish a rapport and relationship with people live. I can call out people's names and I can truly create that human connection with them as they're going through the webinar. Okay. So the basic foundational concepts are people buy you, experience creates results, and live webinars outbeat automated webinars. So on that note, now let's jump into the 11 tips. Tip number one, pre-framing. Just note that down, pre-framing. Sales happens even before the actual transaction happens. So what do I mean by that? If you're able to give enough value to that particular person, even before they come to the webinar, by pre-framing them, there's a higher chance that you can increase your sales. So what do? Just to give you an example, I send out mailers, I send out case studies, I send out results of my students who have got a lot of results even before somebody comes into my webinar. So what I've actually done is I've created at least 3 to 4 touch points in their minds with high valuable information and proven concepts. So when they come into the webinar, they already are pre-framed into getting on this journey with me. Okay, so that's the first concept is don't just depend on generating leads and expecting them to show up and buying because the buying process happens even before they actually do the transaction. And that happens by nurturing them, warming them up and adding a lot of value, sharing a lot of case studies and making people feel that, you know, there's so much of value that's been given even before the webinar, then imagine what kind of value that's going to be there in the webinar. And if you give enough value in the webinar, then they'll be imagining what kind of value they're going to get after buying your product. So that's the first concept, pre-framing. The second concept is to do with the experience. And this is something that I always incorporate in my webinars, which is the concept of playing good music. Most people neglect this. Okay, they just start off the webinar and it gets boring. I raise the energy of the digital webinar room even before I start my webinar. I have a very good track list. So 15 minutes before I start the webinar, there's some really good pumping music playing. And those people who are tuning in, they come in early, they're waiting. And even while the music is playing, I start to engage in conversations in the chat box, in the webinar, welcoming people in, asking them which city they are from. So the music creates the mood for them to, you know, really feel that they are in a beautiful space. Okay. And you can choose whatever music that you like, whatever you resonate with. And for me, it's like music is a must. I have to have my music every time I start my webinar. So that's the, and how is this related to sales? It's related to experience. You give them a great experience, they'll want to have a similar kind of experience even inside your product or service. The third concept that can increase your sales is being courteous. You know, I've seen so many people, marketers and professionals, where their head is in the sky. You know, they feel like they've been there, done that, and you know, there's no humility. And usually when I start my webinars, I always be courteous because people are experiencing you for the first time. And when you acknowledge them, when you thank them, when you genuinely feel, when you genuinely acknowledge and be grateful for their presence in that webinar, at a subconscious level, a connection already happens. So when you're courteous and when they look at you as a gentleman, gentlewoman, who's truly out there to serve them and support them, you know, that itself, they will buy you first, okay? So tip number three is be courteous. Now, the fourth tip that can increase your sales massively is your story, okay? Because facts tell, but stories sell. And if you have a genuine story, if you share your authentic story of where you came from and what kind of implementation did you do and what kind of results did your actions really bring for you and for your life, and if you're able to share some of that story, you know what? People feel like, okay, if he can do it, I can also do it, and they're already ready to buy. So sharing your genuine story is tip number four. Tip number five is sharing your mission. Initially, you may not have that many results to show, but you can still talk about your story. But once you complete the story, you can talk about your mission, on the reason why you're doing this webinar, on the reason why you are training people. Because once people get your reason why, they're ready to become your customer, even if you don't have results. You know, when I did not have any results, when I used to do webinars at that point of time, I used to talk about the mission. I used to say, I want to help 100,000 people live a lifestyle of freedom. I want to help 100,000 people live the internet lifestyle. And those people who are able to resonate with that, with those values, they start to, and they ended up becoming my customers. So tip number five is to share your mission. Tip number six is, it's a given, okay? You may do all of this. You can pre-frame them. You can play the good music. You can be courteous. You can share your story. You can share your mission. But if you're not delivering massive, massive value in your webinar, your sales is not going to happen. Okay, so when I talk about massive value, it's like within a short span of time, they need to feel that they've got so much of value, so much of practical knowledge that they can actually go and implement and change their life. When people feel that, right, when they don't get zoned out and they're actually tuned into your information, that itself creates sales. Okay, so tip number six is, deliver massive value on content. It is not about pounding them with too much of information, but giving them enough information for them to make a decision, giving them those concepts so that they are very clear on their mind to take the next step. Okay? Then tip number seven is, ultimately what happens is, once you have shared your story, your mission, given value, people need to see value in the product that you're offering them. So tip number seven is, you need to create what I call as a 10x value stack. What is a 10x value stack? If you're just going to be selling one product and you just give out the price, you know, you may not have that many conversions. But if you want to increase webinar sales, if you come to any of my webinars, you'll notice that I have a stack of bonuses that I give, which is valued 10x of the actual offer. So for example, if I'm selling my product at, say, 14,999 rupees in my webinar, the value of that stack will be at least 1,50,000, you know, 10 times of that value. So people need to see the value in what you're offering them. And that is why it is important to have a main product that you're selling along with bonuses. And in my case, I would recommend anyone, you need to have one product and at least three bonuses. Okay, when you come to my next webinar, you'll see. If you want to come and check this out, you can go to sids.co/freedom and register for my next webinar and investigate for yourself to see how I actually do the value stack. Okay, because once you demonstrate the 10x value, and then when you give the final offer at the end of the webinar, then the buying happens. And that's why I generate anywhere 15, 20, 25% conversion in my webinar, because of the value stack. You want to increase massive sales in your webinar, massively increase your sales, then you have to create a stack which is 10 times the value of the offer that you're going to be giving them at the end. That is tip number seven. Tip number eight is confidence. You need to be confident during sales. And I've seen this happen to many people. The content will be good, their story is good, their mission is good, their value is good. But once they come to the sales part, they get into jittery mode. You know, they lose their confidence, and that drops all the sales. In fact, during sales, you need to be at such a confidence level that from your core, you need to believe that this product can actually change somebody's life. And for me, I know hands down, the reason I'm able to generate a lot of sales is I know that my product can change someone's life. And that confidence and that belief at a subconscious level connects with the audience and they make the buying decision. Okay. So, and the other thing also has to do with your perception about asking for money. Now, many people have this challenge in their head that, okay, if I ask for money, then it is bad. Due to some negative programming in their, you know, childhood where somebody says, you know, don't ask for money, rich people are bad and all the kind of crap. Okay. But just take it out of your mind, because for me, how I look at sales is a form of service. And what I believe is that when people pay money, they pay attention. When they pay attention, they take action. When they take action, they get results. So it's your moral responsibility to charge people for your products, and you need to be confident in asking for that money, because by them making the transaction, it's going to be a value exchange. See, they will value your information only to the extent that they exchange the value. Okay. So when they are paying you money, there's a value exchange. You're giving them the knowledge and information if you're selling your product. And that's what's going to create results for them and for you. It's a value exchange. Okay. So people will value your information only if there's a value exchange. That's why it is your responsibility to look at sales as a form of service that can help them get the results what they want. So you need to be confident during sales. Very, very important point, point number 8. Let's come to point number 9. So you want to increase your sales massively during webinars. You have to have a limiter or an urgency or a scarcity element. So if you see in my webinars, I do a 15 minutes countdown timer. When I come to the actual final offer, when I give it to them, I say that, okay, in 15 minutes, if you complete the transaction, I'm going to give you all of these bonuses. And I give them all those bonuses. Okay. And as soon as the countdown timer hits zero, I disable that link. The offer is over. So as humans, we don't take action unless there is an element of scarcity, an element of urgency, or in other words, you add a limiter in there. And the limiter will come at a point after you share the entire 10x value and then when you give the final offer in the product. Okay. By the way, when you get into my coaching system, after you come to my webinar, after you buy my products, once you come to my coaching system, I have a whole science and segment of constructing your 90-minute webinar. Okay, it has to be 90 minutes and I'll tell you minute to minute what all is needs to be covered from a framework perspective. That is point number 9. Let's come to tip number 10. You want to massively increase sales in your webinar, you need to have a Q&A session in the webinar after your sales. So let's say you complete the limiter, you have the countdown timer, people buy your products, and then you get into questions and answers. Do not do a question and answer before your sales pitch, okay? Do it just after the sales pitch, because what will happen is all those people who bought, they would have bought, and you can answer a lot of questions. And what will end up happening is, like what I do is I do a Q&A after the sales pitch. I end up answering questions for 15 to 20 minutes. And then what I do is I once again open up a very small window where people can take action. So in fact, I tell people, if you found so much of value in the Q&A, and if you did not take action in those 15 minutes, I'm going to give you like a final boarding call, just 5 more minutes for you to complete the transaction right now. Here's the link, go and buy. So I'm allowing myself to have one more round of getting people to buy my products. And that'll be after the Q&A, okay? And this has also increased my sales. Like usually if some people buy, pretty much after the Q&A, at least 5 or 10 more people actually end up buying. So, I mean, it depends on how many people are there in your webinar. And finally, tip number 11 is you need to demonstrate that you're going to be there to support them even after they have bought your product. Like most marketers out there, I mean, their relationship with their customers end at the point of sale. Once somebody has bought their product, that's it. They are in their CRM database and that's it. They don't do anything else after that point. In my case, and I tell all my students that your relationship with your customers has to begin at the point of sale, which means that if anyone, like suppose you come to a webinar and you buy my product and you get into my coaching system, I'm going to be there to support you for the rest of your life, for the rest of my life. Okay. I do weekly inner circle calls only for the paid members. I answer questions. I put them all into the archives. And I'm always there to support them. And when people can feel that kind of support that you're going to offer them, just after your sales pitch and being able to communicate that effectively, people, they have the confidence to transact with you. Okay, so these are 11 points, 11 tips to massively increase your webinar sales. Just to recap, first point is pre-framing. Second point is music. Third point is being courteous. Fourth point is sharing your story. Fifth point is sharing your mission. Number 6 is adding massive value. Number 7 is having a 10x value stack. Number 8 is being very confident during sales. Number 9 is having a limiter, either urgency or scarcity limiter. Number 10 is having a Q&A segment just after the sales pitch. And number 11 is offering your support after sales. If you're able to incorporate these 11 elements, trust me, you will be able to double or even triple or quadruple your results in your webinar sales. And I've done this time and again. I've done, like I mentioned, I've done over 500 webinars easily from the time that I started off. And this system or this formula that I shared with you never fails. Okay. So if you found this podcast useful, if you found it informative, please share in the comment box below. If you're listening to this on my blog, share in the comment box below what was your biggest takeaway in this whole podcast. And the second thing is, if you are not yet in my inner circle, if you're not yet a part of my community, I would invite you to come into my next webinar by going to this link, sidz.co/freedom. Okay, sidz.co/freedom. And I would love to meet you live. And you can experience all these 11 elements when you come in yourself, and you'll be able to see the kind of results that I'm able to create within the webinars. So thank you so much for tuning in. Keep watching out for my future podcasts. And I just want to thank you once more for tuning in. And if you have been listening to this podcast, say on iTunes or any other place, you can just search for my podcast, you know, Freedom Business Podcast. And I would love to get a 5-star review if you found this valuable on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts. And that'll really help me reach out to more number of people as I'm growing this podcast. Cheers, God bless, have a phenomenal day, and more power to you, and may you increase your sales in your webinars. Bye-bye.